بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an incident that had taken place amongst the Jewish community that were living on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. A man and a woman had committed zina, committed adultery. And the ruling that had been mentioned in the Torah was that those guilty of committing adultery were to be stoned to death. But because this act of zina, of adultery, had become common, especially amongst the noblemen, the wealthy people of that community, so the rabbis of the time had passed a judgment that those guilty of adultery would be given 100 lashes, and their faces would be smeared with some dirt, and they would then be paraded amongst the town in order to disgrace them. So they had changed the ruling of the Torah. Nevertheless, the family of the woman who was involved, according to one narration, they had some type of conscience. So they decided that let us take this case to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will ask him for his ruling, his judgment. But they were not completely sincere in their intention. So they sent a message to the Jews of Medina Munawwara that you go and take this case to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he agrees with the judgment that we have been given, that they should be given 100 lashes, then accept this judgment from him, and we can use this as a proof in the court of Allah that we followed the ruling given by some Nabi, some messenger of yours, even though it may have been against the Torah. But they cautioned this group that if he gives you any other ruling, any different ruling, then do not accept it, reject this ruling from him. So from this we can understand that they were not really seeking a judgment from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they were merely seeking approval for their own view. And of course this caused great grief to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Together with this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would face the same challenges from the munafiqeen, from the hypocrites, that they would also present themselves to him, ask him questions, put cases before him, but they were also insincere. They would then take his statements, his words, twist it, spread lies about what he had said. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses both these groups in this verse. Ya ayyuha ar-rasul la yahzunka alladhina yusari'una fil kufri min alladhina qalu amanna bi afwahihim wa lam tu'min qulubuhum wa min alladhina hadu. Allah says, O messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who hasten towards disbelief should not cause you grief, should not cause you to grieve. Min alladhina qalu, the first group that has been mentioned, those who have said amanna, we have believed, we have brought iman verbally. So they say this verbally, وَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, yet their hearts have not submitted, their hearts have not brought iman. And the second group, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, those of the Jewish faith. So these two groups should not cause you to grieve. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, what is the attribute? That سَمَّعُونَ لِلْكَذِبْ سَمَّعُونَ لِقَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ لَمْ يَأْتُوكَ. They listen attentively to what you have to say. They listen eagerly to you, but the intention is lil kadhib, in order to spread lies about what you say, in order to twist, to distort your statements. And they listen attentively to you, but not for themselves. لِقَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ لَمْ يَأْتُوك, this is on behalf of another group who has not yet come to you. So this is in reference to that group who came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They put the case before him. So they listened to his ruling, his judgment, but this was not for themselves, it was for the group of for that community where this incident had taken place. Nevertheless, the hadith has been mentioned in Bukhari Sharif that when this group came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they presented the case before him that these two people committed zina, what ruling should we follow? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam asks them that, tell me, what is the ruling mentioned in your own kitab, in your Torah? So the answer comes that we find in the Torah that we should give them 100 lashes. Of course this was not true, but they said this to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu was a sahabi. He was previously a Jewish rabbi, very learned with regard to the Torah. So he says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that this is a lie that they have spoken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam then commands that the Torah be brought and read out in front of him. So the narration mentions that a young person came and he began to read these verses of the Torah. And when he came to that verse wherein the correct punishment was mentioned, then he places his hand over that portion of the verse, and he read what was before it and what was after it. So in order to conceal the true ruling, Abdullah bin Salam is present, radiallahu anhu. He says to him, lift up your hand, let us see what is beneath it. And when he does so, then it now becomes clear that the correct punishment that has been mentioned is not what they have been given. The correct punishment is that these two individuals should be stoned to death. So here Allah speaks about this, that يَقُولُوا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِيمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوَاضِحِ. They distort the words of the Torah, taking them out of context. يَقُولُونَ إِنْ أُوتِيتُمْ هَذَا فَخُذُوهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ تُؤْتَوْهُ فَاحْذَرُوا. And they say to one another that if you are given this specific ruling, in other words, if Nabi alayhi salam concurs with your view, then accept it. وَإِنْ لَمْ تُؤْتَوْهُ. But if you are not given this ruling that you are seeking, then فَاحْذَرُوا. Be wary. Do not follow what he says to you. So regarding this cunning nature of theirs and this trickery of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ فِتْنَتَهُ فَلَنْ تَمْلِكَ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that those people whom Allah desires to put into trial, those people who are wretched and their taqdeer is for them to be wretched, then you will never be able to help them or save them from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يُطَهِرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Those are the ones whose hearts Allah does not wish to purify. Wretchedness has been ordained for them. لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. In this world there will be humiliation and disgrace for them, and in the hereafter there will be a grave punishment that awaits them. So this was this incident that had taken place. There are other views that have been mentioned in the books of tafsir, but this is the most authentic view, that it was regarding these two Jewish individuals who had committed zina. Nevertheless, the lesson that we learn from here is that the salient feature, the salient quality of this, of these individuals or this group of people, was that they would listen to or they would turn to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had the Torah with them, they had rabbis amongst them, they would turn to them for guidance, but they were insincere. They would ultimately look to follow their own desires, that which they felt was correct, even if this meant twisting, turning and distorting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be very careful that within our own lives we do not do this. A person has something, some desire, he has some view, some opinion, but we should always make sure that whatever is the ruling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, in hadith, regardless of our own desires, our own thoughts, our own opinions, if a person is weak, then he should accept that I am weak, I am unable to follow. But we should never ever distort, never twist or turn the meanings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.